a lectionary reading most Sundays that are pre-set up for ministers to follow. We don't tend to do that much at all. Today, I thought it might be novel for us to see what the lectionary is saying we should talk about and actually do the lectionary reading and a sermon around it. So that's what we're doing today, and I'll share with you that lectionary reading. It's one we don't hear about a lot, so I thought that would also be an interesting thing to approach it. It comes from the Gospel of Luke, and I'm reading from chapter 18, verses 1 through 8 in the New Revised Standard Version, from the updated edition of that. So hear now these words. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. And in that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him saying, grant me justice against my opponent. For a while, the judge refused. But later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anybody, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? May God bless and understanding the reading of these words. I also want to read an excerpt from Jewish feminist scholar Amy Jill Levine's book, Short Stories by Jesus, The Enigmatic Parables of a Controversial Rabbi. And she specifically addresses this verse. She says, when Jesus tells parables about widows, I don't think he's thinking of helpless, exploited, passive victims. I see women who made a go of it, using their connections, their wits, their faith, and yes, their tenacity. But widow in Luke doesn't quietly fold her hands and vanish. She steps into the courtroom. She demands justice. She refuses to accept invisibility. She reminds us that marginalized voices are not to be ignored, especially when systems are rigged against them.
This song is by Shana Tall, who wrote the musical Sucks. It's not from the musical, but it could have been. Was a little boy dreamed of reaching the gospel truth. Lived in a country with an evil king who was killing all the youth. Israeli ran the country in search of freedom's way. He was raised a refugee. Jesus was his name. Give me your heart, your heart, and all the passes on your team in shore. Yearning to bring me, send them all to me. Give me your heart, your heart, and all the passes on your team in shore. My friend, I'm remember what I stand here for. Once was a little girl who dreamed of being a writer. She lived in a country with an evil king who burned people who prayed like her. Many tried to flee it to keep their lives. It was raised a refugee, just her diary survived. We our time. Oiled badges on your teeming shore, yearning to free the main. Oiled badges on your teeming shore, things my hands at the golden door. Never what I stand here for. Was a young man dreamed of earning his degree. He came to country with an evil king who bombed his family. He flew to reach our border to start his life anew. He's attacked today and chained that day. We did not let him through.
Message this morning is entitled When the Widow Won't Quit. So today's scripture is a story that Jesus tells that frankly most churches honestly don't really know what to do with. It's a bit messy, it's a bit loud, it's got more protest than it's got politeness in it. It's the story of a woman who just won't quit. A woman and a judge. A power imbalance that was big enough to basically fill the courthouse. She's got no husband to defend her, no lawyer to plead her case, no leverage but her own voice. And so she uses it over and over again, day after day. She keeps coming. She keeps knocking. She keeps saying, grant me justice. And the judge, well, the judge doesn't care. Scripture says he neither fears God nor respects people, which is sort of the Bible's almost gentle way of saying, this man is an arrogant jerk with a robe and a gown. But she doesn't care either, you see. She's been ignored before. She's been dismissed before. She's lived through grief, through the collapse of her safety net, through nights that taste like loneliness, and she still shows up every single time. And eventually the judge cracks. And not because, like the Grinch, his heart grows three sizes that day, but because his ego grew. See, in the version that we read today, it says he'll give her justice so that she, quote, may not wear me out. But here's the thing. The Greek text actually says he's worried that she'll give him a black eye. Now, we're probably not talking about physically here. It's probably more socially, which is why we got the interpretation that we end up with. She's making him look bad. Her persistence is messing with his reputation. And her refusal of stopping is actually also wrecking his comfort. He does what unjust systems do when confronted by relentless love. He gives her the minimum he possibly can to hopefully make her go away. Jesus says then, listen to what the unjust judge says. Basically he's saying, wait a minute, did you catch that? That's what justice looks like when it's dragged out by power, by the persistence of the oppressed. You know, I have to tell you, I really don't care for what most preachers and commentators have done with this particular story. They've turned it basically into a bedtime tale about praying harder. Don't lose heart, they say. Just keep praying. But this woman, she's not praying. And you heard the story, she's not praying. She's protesting. She's not in a sanctuary. She's in a system. She's not kneeling quietly. She's pounding on the door. See, this is a parable about showing up until the structures start to shake. It's not that far removed, actually, from the No Kings rallies that we saw just yesterday. If Jesus were telling this story today, he might say that there was a woman who kept showing up at City Hall, or a trans teenager who kept showing up at the school board, or a mother who kept calling for police reform. And they all got told, all of them got told to be patient, to be polite, to wait for the proper chance. But they wouldn't. They couldn't, because patience is what privilege tells the oppressed to practice while they continue to prop. This is not patience. This is holy persistence. This is love refusing to go quietly. See, this widow isn't asking for comfort. She's demanding change. She's saying, you've got power, use it. Use it right. She's saying, I may not have a title, but I've got tenacity. And that's where faith gets real. Because when Jesus asks at the end, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? See, he's not talking about who believes in the right doctrine. He's talking about who still believes that justice is worth fighting for. He's asking, will I find anyone who still shows up when the world says it's just not worth it? That's faith with blisters. That's faith with bruises. That's faith that marches and shouts and sings and refuses to sit down. You see, we love to make faith sound peaceful. But real faith is disruptive. It flips tables. It rattles cages. It knocks until knuckles are bleeding. Faith doesn't wait for permission to speak. Faith gets loud. Faith gets stubborn. Faith gets dangerous to the status quo. Because love, real love, not the polite Hallmark version. Real love doesn't whisper when people are hurting. Love doesn't stay silent when power stays corrupt. Love doesn't hand out equal airtime to oppressor and oppressed. Love says, that's enough. That's enough. Love is the widow with the bullhorn. Love is the voice that keeps echoing through the streets. Love is the chant that won't die down. Love is the protest that keeps power honest. And don't miss this part either. Don't miss this. Her persistence doesn't just expose the judge's apathy. It redeems her very own agency. She's not begging for scraps. She's reclaiming dignity. She's not asking for mercy. She's demanding justice. That's what makes this story holy. Not because she wins, because she never stops believing that she should win. And that's where it gets personal. Because whether we know it or not, every one of us is that widow somewhere in our lives. We've been dismissed. We've been told, not now. We've been told to wait our turn while someone else profits off of the delay. And we still show up. We still knock. We still hope. That's what survival looks like. That's what resurrection really looks like. And if we're honest, most of us have a little bit of the judge in us too. That part that's tired of being bothered. The part that doesn't want to be inconvenienced by someone else's pain. The part that says, surely someone else will take care of this. But the widow, she keeps coming. She keeps disturbing our comfort. She keeps making us choose. Will we side with apathy? Or will we side with love? That's the question that Jesus sort of just leaves hanging in the air. Not do you believe in God, but do you believe in justice enough to keep knocking? Because a prayer that doesn't move our feet, that isn't prayer. It's performance. And faith that doesn't disrupt oppression, that isn't faith. It's famine. So, you know, maybe it's time we stop praying for miracles that we're unwilling to try to make ourselves. Maybe it's time we stop asking God to fix systems that we keep rebuilding. Maybe it's time to stop pretending that patience is a virtue when it's really a cover for complacency. Maybe it's time we start knocking again. Knocking for climate justice, knocking for racial equality, knocking for queer liberation, knocking for the marginalized, knocking for mental health and mercy, knocking for mothers and migrants and misfits, knocking for health care and housing and hope. Knocking until love wins. Because when love won't quit, systems eventually do. And yes, it's exhausting. It's exhausting. Persistence always is exhausting. But don't forget, the widow does not stand alone. She stands in a long line of resistors, people who kept showing up even when the odds were stacked against her. She stands with Rosa, who sat down, with Martin, who marched on, with Marcia, who threw the first brick at Stonewall, with every ordinary saint who ever decided that silence was not their spiritual gift. This is what the kingdom of God, or what I like to call the kingdom of love, this is what the kingdom of love looks like. It's not a palace. It's a picket line. It's a movement that refuses to let despair have the final word. And it's tender, too. It is. Don't mistake the fight for a lack of feeling. Love isn't cold. Love is fierce. It's fierce because it's tender. Love protests because it protects. Love resists because it remembers. It remembers the pain of the forgotten. So we do. We rest together. We breathe together. We laugh in the middle of lament. Because joy is our resistance as well. Even the widow had to rest between all of those knocks. Even prophets need naps. Even Jesus withdrew to pray. Rest is not the retreat. It's refueling. Refueling for the next round. And when we come back ready. ready to knock again, ready to love again, ready to believe again that justice is not optional, that compassion is not weakness, that hope is not naive. It is necessary. Because love is not finished. Love is still knocking. Love is still marching. Love is still writing letters, still raising bell, still showing up at the polls, still feeding the hungry, still housing the unhoused, still refusing to give up. So, when Jesus asked, will I find faith on earth? May find it here. Faith with calloused hands and tear-stained cheeks. Faith that doesn't flinch. Faith that fights. May find us still knocking, still hoping, still demanding justice for every unjust judge that hides behind bureaucracy or policy or polite religion. And may find us doing it with joy. Because we know the truth. Persistent love has already won. The judge just doesn't know it yet. So, keep knocking. Keep crying out. Keep showing up. Not until the walls of indifference crumble. Not until compassion becomes common sense. Not until every neighbor is known by name. Not until justice rolls like water and righteousness like an unstoppable tide. When the widow won't quit, neither should we. And when love comes back knocking on our own hearts, asking us to act, to speak, to stand, to stay, we will answer. We will open that door. We will join the knocking. And we will be found faithful. Amen.
I think of her all the time when we talk about someone who persisted no matter what, personal loss and everything. And she was a military commander, a war hero who wasn't ever never recognized as such. Leading a naval battalion, she had a, you know, she was hit when she was like 11 years old. She got in front trying to save her brother from being beaten and ran in front and got hit in the head by a brick. Had seizures her whole life and believed that God was sending her message. Now, whether or not God was sending her messages or not doesn't matter, because she believed it and she persisted. I mean, great personal loss, man. That woman, with her seizures, freed more people from American slavery, and, I mean, just amazing. So this is, I've done this a few times, but probably the last time I was piano. I've been walking with my face turned to the sun. Weight on my shoulders with a bullet in my gun. I got eyes in the back of my head, just in case I have to run. I do what I can, when I can, while I can, for my people. While the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night, That's when I'm gonna stand up. Take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new home. Far across the river, can you hear freedom calling? Calling me to answer, gonna keep on keeping on. I can feel it in my bones. Early in the morning, before the sun begins to shine, gonna start moving toward that destination. And I'll find the strength that I got until I find that you're gonna stand. Take my people with me. Together we are going to a brand new world. Across the river, we are falling on me to rest.
Let's bow our heads together. We find ourselves once more at the door of justice knocking. May we carry the widow's courage in our bones, her defiance in our heart, her holy audacity in every trembling hand that still dares to knock. May we remember that persistence is prayer. The showing up is sacred. That even in exhaustion, our hope hums beneath the noise, a soft song of resistance, a quiet vow that we will not disappear. Let us be found among the persistent ones, the ones who refuse to lose heart, the ones who hold grief in one hand and grit in the other. Turning our wounds into wisdom and our outrage into action. Where power hides behind walls of indifference, may our knocking shake the hinges. Where cynicism calls itself wisdom, may our laughter sound like faith. Where despair whispers, give up. May love rise within us, whispering, keep going. For the widow still walks among us, and every protester, every survivor, every truth teller, every tender soul who dares to believe that compassion can still change the world. Maybe move in that same rhythm. May we love with that same ferocity. May we live so persistently that even the unjust grow weary of ignoring us. And when the knocking stops, may it be because justice has opened the door and love at last has made herself at home. Amen. Receive this blessing. May you walk in harmony with each other and creation, recognizing that we are one. And may you know love and happiness throughout your life. And may your words and your actions share that love and happiness with all of those you meet.
Yes.